Welcome to Federal Insights for October, Federal Digital Transformation in a Post-COVID World, sponsored by Appian.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Tom Temin. Digital modernization is happening at federal agencies that are already highly digital. A case in point is the Fisheries Division at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. For insight into this transformation, I spoke with the Chief Information Officer at NOAA Fisheries, Roy Varghese.
NOAA Fisheries is an organization of about 4,000 people scattered in about 50 locations. And thanks to COVID, it's become 4,000 locations. We do some of the world's leading science on the sustainability and protection of marine resources. Our job is to ensure that the marine species like whales, dolphins, and turtles are sustainably existing in our habitat, and ecosystem-based management of our natural resources, and also the commercial application and commercial viability of those resources. So, from an IT perspective, our job is to enable the scientists to do the leading science that supports our regulatory management work. So if you think about it, our science informs the decision on how much seafood to harvest at a particular time. And that requires collecting information, sharing that information with our partners, and making decisions based on that.
And let's talk about the harvesting for a moment. I imagine those kinds of recommendations and ultimate statements that NOAA says this many pounds of this or this many shells of that in a given year must depend a lot on the surrounding ecosystem. And I'm going toward a data question on this, and also the health of other populations and their numbers that might be predators or that might give clue to the condition of the system that all of these creatures live in. So I imagine, aside from counts of the particular species that's to be harvested, there's a lot of other data donut around that really has to be evaluated. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct, Dom. And I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of how we do our management of these natural resources. It's an ecosystem-based management. And that means this is not just about fishery scientists collecting information. We are one of those agencies that led the world in a collaborative management approach. Our ecosystem-based management approach requires us to collect and gather data, not just from our scientists, but also from our state and local partners, international partners, academia, and NGOs. And we have established government. Magnuson-Stevenson Act have established a regulatory council approach where these decisions are not made in a vacuum. It's made in a collaborative manner with all these partners. Industry is there, public is there, academia is there, and government entities are there to come together, make recommendations, and a decision is made as to when and how much these fisheries are harvested.
And give us a sense then of the species range of data that you have, because NOAA has many platforms that collect data on its own, from space to submersibles, plus all of these external data sources that you mentioned.
Yeah, so it all starts with the data collection side of the house, if you think it's specifically about data. We get data from our own primary source, right? We collect information based on our observation, but we also get information from our stakeholders submitting information to us, whether it be the industry reporting how much they catch. We call it landings data. We have information about who is authorized to, who got the permits to collect data. We also get information about what kind of seafood is coming into the country. We also get information in terms of the health of the ecosystem from other sources. All of that is aggregated, processed for us to make the informed decisions that goes into the management recommendations that come out of the councils.
And discuss the application environment that surrounds that data or draws upon it.
So when you're talking about an ecosystem-based approach for a fishery, for a country like the United States, it's huge. The number of fisheries we manage are in the hundreds. So that means we need an individualized, specific set of data being collected for each fishery. So we have staff across the country collecting information on population health, ecosystem health, abundance, and the like that goes into it. So those systems from an IT perspective, in some cases are small, but very important. It is custom built, homegrown over the last 30, 40 years. Some are built on a legacy platform that has worked very well. Some are getting rebuilt and having to be built in a new platform. So we have a wide range of applications in our portfolio. A last count, I think we have about close to 800 or so applications in our environment of various sizes and shapes and scope.
Do you keep the application coding separate from the data? That is to say, is the data and these many sources that we mentioned kind of like a raw material for use by whatever application might need them?
You know, that would be, in terms of a enterprise approach to software development where the data can be shared across, is something that we are migrating to. So one of the things that NOAA has done a good job with under the leadership of Dr. Jacobs and that Ro Gallaudet is established Research Council priority to say, for us to be a good environmental intelligence agency, we need to be able to collect information from various sources. So we have and process it and disseminate it in such a way, leveraging artificial intelligence and machine learning. For that, we've established a Research Council priorities of cloud, data, AI, ML, unmanned platform, genomics, and citizen science. The idea here is we collect the data once and make it available to as many stakeholders as needed, not just internally, but to our partners. And more importantly, in the future, is to the citizen at large, because we don't believe we have all the knowledge and all the insights in the world. We believe our mission is better accomplished when we make the citizens and the entire ecosystem to be part of developing the solution and answering the questions that inform our regulatory decision-making process. That's the journey we're under.
Roy Varghese is Chief Information Officer at NOAA Fisheries. We'll be back with more of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Need help accelerating your IT modernization efforts? Look no further. Appian is the leading low-code provider for the federal market, helping agencies simplify application development and leverage existing IT investments to deliver new solutions. Appian's secure, reliable, and scalable FedRAMP certified platform comes with the Appian Guarantee, your solution created and deployed in just 8 weeks. Learn more at appian.com/appian-guarantee. appian.com/appian-guarantee.
Welcome back to our interview with Roy Varghese, Chief Information Officer at NOAA Fisheries. Our topic today is digital modernization. Let's talk about then application modernization, application development. Give us the sense of the scope of the activities you have going on there, and then we'll get to how you're going about it.
Yeah, so I think what we are doing is we're going through an application rationalization process to help inform how we want to do this digital transformation journey. And that require us to look at our inventory as well as the mission we're trying to accomplish and whether we're going to do it all ourselves and whether we can wave a magic wand. And the last time I looked for a magic wand, I couldn't find one. So we have to look at a very rational way to move forward. And that requires us to categorize our application portfolio in a way that we can develop a multi-pronged strategy to transition.
Well, that must lead to a lot of follow-on questions, because as you said, some applications are very old and they might be business-oriented and they have the issues with code developed in the 70s, 80s, 90s that a lot of agencies are dealing with. And then you've got some newer ones that maybe need to be repurposed for changing missions. So let's talk about the legacy types of applications and how you are looking at those. What's your strategy there?
So the simply put, we have to look at each application as it's the function that it is intended to do. So the job it's hired to do need to be looked at to see if that job could be done with an existing application of modern architecture, or does it need to go cloud native, or does it just need to be transitioned or migrated to a cloud platform for reliability and resiliency, but functionally, it is not worth reinvesting in rebuilding or refactoring it. So that's the app rationalization process that's taking place.
All right, suppose you have to then, one cannot be cloud hosted because of the architecture and the coding that it was built with. How do you go about retaining the function and the logic underneath it and the way it deals with the data, but in different code that could be cloud hosted or hosted in a more modern architecture?
Yeah, so that's where I think we look at applications in terms of its complexity in the architecture as well as the business function. So when you're talking about some applications that are primarily data collection and some workflow functions, those are ideal candidates for transition to a low-code, no-code platform, because that capability, those platforms give you the ability to modernize an application rapidly. So you can switch to a cloud architecture in weeks as opposed to taking years to rebuild. And also the other aspect of it is that at a cloud platform such as the no-code, low-code platform we were talking about, the application resiliency and reliability is high. And we are also getting away from one person being the expert at that particular application. We can build some economies of scale and depth in terms of the technology stack so that we as an agency of IT professionals can work as one NOAA fisheries and support the mission. And that's, at the end of the day, that's our goal.
Yes, because I've heard about some agencies being able to put some application development type of work into users' hands or into business line owners' hands, so that everything doesn't have to be done by coders in IT. Is that something you envision?
So what we envision is where we want to democratize the software development process in a way that the power is in the hands, the ability is in the hands of the folks at the field. So the integration of IT function to the mission area is core to our strategy. And that integration happens and that implementation of that strategy happens by empowering and enabling the field workers, to field staff, to be able to leverage technologies that require not a whole, you know, you don't need 4 years of computer science degree to be able to work on a low-code platform, for example. You're able to get certified over a week, and you're able to build up pretty complex applications that meet your mission requirements and implement it fairly rapidly. And we've seen that.
And what about those applications that are not subject to that methodology but might need refactoring or just, I guess in some cases, agencies have started over?
Yeah. I think that's where the opportunity for going cloud native exists. Right. So the way we rationalize it, the applications that are fairly complex and significant interactions that need a little bit more than the low code, no code platform workflow configuration, we need to go cloud native. And that's where you really get the bang for the buck, right? And that bang for the buck could be get by leveraging the inherent capabilities that are built by the cloud providers, rather than trying to build it ourselves. Not only do we need an IT workforce that is competent in all of those different categories, but you also need an architecture. You need to have an architecture that leverages that kind of a platform and works closely with the mission area. Otherwise, you will end up in the same problem for 10 years from now.
And when you mention the cloud services that allow to cloud native applications, does that mean what are those services? That is to say, at some point, someone has to sit down and type out some code in some language for you, either a contractor or NOAA IT people. So what services are they using in the cloud? Because the cloud itself doesn't sit there and code for you.
Yeah, Tom, that you're absolutely right. Cloud can be anything to anybody, right? So what we've done, our approach has been is to standardize on a cloud platform for NOAA fisheries for our core functions. So That means we need to be able to train our people. Our IT workforce modernization is key to do that. We need to understand the competencies of our workforce and retain the best and the brightest. We need to be able to reskill the folks who do not have that competency to get smarter and knowledgeable about those technology and be equip them to build the next generation of applications. In our case, we've picked a single platform to be the platform that fisheries will invest in and become experts at. We don't want to be playing in other platforms, but we realize that with limited resources, if you want to be the best, you have to focus. And we are focusing on a single platform and providing training for our workforce so that they become smarter and equipped to support the mission areas. At the end of the day, that's what IT is there for.
So in other words, the people are writing code or developing applications with that particular platform in mind and the ancillary services it can use for whatever, hosting and downloading and whatever software has to do for NOAA. And
yeah,
I imagine that must take a pretty careful architectural approach ahead of time, because we've talked about the data, and the data is not bolted to the application. And for purposes of motion and of cost avoidance, a lot of agencies don't want the data in the cloud along with the application. So if the application and the code and the logic is executing, say, in the cloud, you want to make sure it can access the data, but not go with data extraction costs that can really kill you in cloud situations.
Absolutely. And that's where I think NOAA has done a phenomenal job in terms of building an architecture that supports this approach. So we have a big data project initiative where disseminating the data to citizenry at large, public at large. We have entered into agreement with large commercial cloud providers so that we can disseminate at a very minimal cost, if anything, especially for data that is residing in the cloud under our FISMA boundary. So we've established that as an architecture. The next step of that, and we have contract infrastructure set in place in terms of being able to access to these providers. And the other aspect is the network connectivity to move the data across the various NOAA locations. We have built a very robust network infrastructure to be able to have these collaboration between data-rich centers and the data collection points so that data can move about freely within our enterprise without having to incur a huge amount of cost. And when you're talking about the next year in terms of application development with these platforms, as long as they leverage those infrastructure, we are better off, right? And our overarching cost can be managed a whole lot better. And the identity and access management and security layer that needs to happen, that is the other area that we've invested. Some of these architectural decisions and investments were made years ago, preparing us for today, where we could actually leverage those architecture, leverage those investments to support the mission. And I think the timing is so ripe that people, you know, IT has this, IT is traditionally has played the governance role or cybersecurity role. The timing with COVID-19 is that we have this tremendous opportunity to be the enabling partner. We no longer have to say, what about this? What about that? We can talk about how do we together build this capability in a cloud native fashion to accelerate mission implementation. And that's the conversation we're having at NOAA and NOAA Fisheries.
Roy Varghese is Chief Information Officer at NOAA Fisheries. We'll be back with the third and final segment of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Need help accelerating your IT modernization efforts? Look no further. Appian is the leading low-code provider for the federal market, helping agencies simplify application development and leverage existing IT investments to deliver new solutions. Appian's secure, reliable, and scalable FedRAMP certified platform comes with the Appian Guarantee, your solution created and deployed in just 8 weeks. Learn more at appian.com/appian-guarantee. appian.com/appian-guarantee.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of our interview with Roy Varghese, Chief Information Officer at NOAA Fisheries. The topic is digital modernization. When you develop and deploy applications is future updatability, I guess, for lack of a better word, part of it? Because applications do need updating. The logic needs to be changed. A statutory change or a regulatory change might occur, and that has to be reflected in code. And that's where a lot of monolithic applications become difficult or expensive to change. So is that future flexibility part of how you approach it?
That's a great point, Tom. And, you know, the application rationalization process takes into account how often something needs to change. Let me give you an example. In our case, on fisheries, permit applications, if you want to go catch tuna, for example, it requires you to enter information, send it to us, and we issue permit based on that information. Year to year, that information might change based on council decisions on what data to collect. So that form need to change. So it's a rapidly changing data collection platform. That kind of platform traditionally have been built in Java, right? Changing that requires significant effort. Whereas if you build that in a low-code, no-code platform, changing that data input field, the power is in the hands of the person administering the program, not on at the CIO level. I'm not the one determining what data should be connected. It should be the program. And they have the ability to make that adjustment and deploy that rapidly. That is the power of using a platform such as that and having a rational decision-making process, say, what is the function? And then connect the function to the type of platform that you need to be hosted on.
And you're confident that in that scenario, the change in logic by that user for that purpose doesn't, let's say, I was going to say doesn't break something down the line that you might not have thought of, but that the processes that support that low-code effort result in testing, verification, and so on in automated fashion, such that you can have the confidence that we can make that change and something won't blow up a week later that we hadn't thought of.
Absolutely. I think these technologies doesn't make the discipline of software development irrelevant. If anything, it makes it even more important that you have a rigorous process. The continuous integration, continuous deployment model of software development is about improving the quality, not just the quantity, quality of the software and reliability of the software. The low-code, no-code platform limits the exposure point, right? It limits the points that you have to test. And that's where you do need to have the regression testing to ensure that there is no issue downstream. And the configuration management discipline that needs to be part of any mature software shop need to be enforced.
Roy Varghese is Chief Information Officer at NOAA Fisheries. To hear this interview again or share it with colleagues, please visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search Insights. I'm Tom Temin.
Need help accelerating your IT modernization efforts? Look no further. Appian is the leading low-code provider for the federal market, helping agencies simplify application development and leverage existing IT investments to deliver new solutions. Appian's secure, reliable, and scalable FedRAMP certified platform comes with the Appian Guarantee, your solution created and deployed in just 8 weeks. Learn more at appian.com/appian-guarantee. appian.com/appian-guarantee.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights for October. Federal Digital Transformation in a Post-COVID World, sponsored by Appian on Federal News Network.